أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. About Iran and Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "I have often declared that race, language, nationality, and region are not discussed in Islam." Well, the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the general matter that Islam concerns, and it is far above language, race, nationality, and everything. I believe that two flags have been raised by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi in his recommendations, his slogans, his demands of the public, government, officials, and all the Muslims across the world. In fact, our great Imam raised two flags through the great movement he established in the country and the world of Islam. One flag was the revival of Islam and invoking the great power of the Islam. And the second flag was the honor and grandeur of Iran and the Iranian people. These two flags were raised by the powerful hands of our magnanimous Imam. The first flag, which is in fact one aspect of Imam's call and movement, concerns the great Islamic Ummah. Although it concerns Iran and Iranian nation, the second flag is source of hope and dynamism for the Islamic Ummah, as it is living proof of the inspirational Islamic movement. This great movement in Iran was a real-world outcome of Islamic awakening and the realization of Islamic goals. So it is directly related to Iran and the Iranian nation. However, the outcome of the movement is valuable and important for the entire Islamic Ummah. The first aspect, that is, raising the flag of Islam, caused Muslims living all over the world to feel that they had identity. After the efforts has been made for many consecutive years to destroy the Islamic identity, the Islamic revolution was carried out and the charismatic personality of the Imam was revealed to the people of the world, which caused all Muslims to feel that they had acquired an identity, a noble personality. As a result, the sign of Islamic awakening started to emerge throughout the world of Islam. The second aspect of the movement is related to the dignity of Iran and Iranians. The first and the most important measure that our magnanimous Imam took in this regard was to cleanse the psyche of the Iranian nation of the feelings of inferiority. Our magnanimous Imam rahmatullah alayh inspired confidence during his 15-year movement, and this led to the victory of our revolution. After the victory of the revolution, he instilled self-confidence onto our nation in other ways. He made us believe that we can make a difference and that we have power to do so. He made us believe in our capacities and greatness. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we had for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about Iran and Islam. It says, "I have often declared that race, language, nationality, and region are not discussed in Islam." Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.